Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. It's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus please and now you know.
Everybody, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. And this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show where, excuse me, I've got COVID. But we're considering everything that's happening around the world, you better get some sleep, sleep in, and wake up late with us here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Today's lineup, very happy to have some very funny people here on both ends of this country. But from L.A., I got comedian Chris Cope.
Hello.
And I'm a little worried because Aaron's still muted. But and from New York City, Aaron Berg, everybody.
Wake up late with Dougie.
Now, this is your second time in 1 year, Aaron.
Boy, I'm making it, huh?
Yeah, you're like this is like the Tonight Show.
Yeah,
you know, or Saturday Night Live, where it was like, this is my fourth appearance. So we're pretty excited about it. So how's it going, fellas?
Pretty good, crushing it. By crushing it, I mean doing nothing.
Now you guys are in both towns that don't have like you're going to do a stand tonight, Aaron. You're doing a show, but it's outside, basically.
Top secret show. They're illegal.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, we have those two parking lots, drive-ins, Zoom, someone's backyard, just whatever you can get away with. I've done some work though, a little bit. Won't book it though.
Yeah, I was a little fortunate just to have stuff on my calendar that we're, you know, still roaming around on to get, you know, some last minute stuff. But there's nothing like performing it live. When's the last time you were in front of a live audience, Aaron?
I did West Point Military Academy on Sunday, indoors. 200 people.
Nice.
Not a great setup, but it was good. And there was one show in Long Island, Long Beach. Ryan Reese ran about a month ago, and there was maybe 50 or 60 people in there, and it was fire. No masks. You know, it's Long Island, so it's America. It's not New York. So everybody just doesn't give a crap, and they just go right at it. It was great. It's so good to be inside. You don't know how good you have it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to this Sunday at one of my new venues in Naples, Florida, Seed to Table. They pack it in there. Hardly anybody wears masks. It's a crazy thing. Nobody social distances, but seems like nobody gets COVID there but me.
Right. And so, you had it. And now you still you got a frog in your throat.
I know, it's just, you know, I had one of these days where I had a late lunch with my wife because we had to take the car in for service. So it's like, do I have a beer? Yeah, I'll have a beer. And then, you know, while we're sitting there waiting for the car, the call to tell us that the car's ready, you know, three beers. Now I have a hangover at 8 o'clock at night. So
that's not good.
No, it's not. I got to stop drinking. I just got to quit drinking. I'm going to quit everything, you know. Quit having fun. What, life's horrible. It's over. It's all over, folks.
How do you have just three beers?
I know. Well, that's what I thought on the first one. I thought I'd have one, you know, my lunch.
And I mean, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink it all.
So you say, once the door is open.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I want to feel that buzz. It's like, I can smoke a little bit of weed. And I'm good, but like, if I decide I'm going to drink, shit, I'm getting in it.
Yeah, I feel the same way about cupcakes.
Nice.
You know.
Now, Aaron, Chris said he had a donut right before the show. What type of donut, Chris?
Yeah, what kind of donut was it, Chris? He's trying to remember what kind of donut it was.
Yeah. The sugar high hit him.
Come on, Internet. Sorry, guys.
You got it. So we were asking what kind of donut you had earlier, you remember?
Oh, yeah. So my roommate brought over gourmet donuts.
Uh-huh.
And these were the nicest tasting, like fluffy beyond any Krispy Kreme fluff. And the toppings were, one just had sprinkles, but a great icing. The other one was Fruity Pebbles. Seriously, 10 out of 10. There's more in there, but I don't want to be rude. I want to polish that box off, but I can't.
Go polish the box off on camera. Just eat the rest of the box.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
They were the
I can't. Also, I'm not eating 5 donuts in a day. That's
come on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
What kind of man are you, Chris?
I can't. I had one. We went to look at houses.
I want to make another week. I want to live another week.
We looked at houses in Jersey, and we went to this, like, Moe's Mexican food. And if you spent $25, you got a free box of Krispy Kreme donuts from the Krispy Kreme right in the same mall. And we went. I had one, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. And I wanted to ravage through the rest of the box. But then I was like, I'm going to feel horrible after this. Donuts make you feel awful afterwards. It's fried bread.
Yeah, it's just sugar. It's all sugar and bread. Well, bread's just sugar.
I'm interested to find out how
everything is just sugar.
I'm interested how this Moe's Deli has this deal with Krispy Kreme.
It's not a deli. It's a Mexican place, Moe's.
Oh, okay.
It's Moe's Southwestern Moe's? Grill. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they got those in. They have those in Gainesville. I love them.
It's not good. I went and I looked at the steak. I was like, is that steak? And they go, yeah. I was like, yeah, give me the chicken. It was that type of place.
Yeah, it's not Chipotle.
No, it's a low-grade Chipotle. It is not appealing. And then we both got diarrhea after that. But it made me happy to get free donuts.
You got diarrhea because you mix donuts and Mexican food.
Don't tell me what. Come on. I chased the donuts to get rid of the Mexican food. Sweet stuff settles my stomach.
Yeah, chase it right out of your asshole pretty quickly.
Good point.
Yeah, nothing goes better.
I will give you that.
Nothing goes better with salsa.
Call the donut cops to rouse the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing goes better with salsa than frosting.
Oh, God.
Well, while we're at it, since donuts, I mean, what's your favorite dessert? One dessert, if you're going to eat something, what's one dessert that you got? If you can have a dessert, what is it? If you have a choice.
Chocolate lava cake at a steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it kind of reminds me like the hot cookie with
Tres Leches.
What is that, Chris?
Tres Leches, he said.
Oh,
Tres Leches.
Oh, yeah. Getting all bilingual on me.
Yeah.
That cold milk, that cold cream, that cake. Oh, I could eat a whole square of that shit.
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, you know, again, you guys are in two different parts of the world. You are on the you're in LA, and God help all those people with the fires you guys have out there. You know, you have any fires you have to worry about in LA?
Luckily, we're not near this one, but the last few we had
got smoky.
Enough where I was like, shit. It's not.
Well, it's definitely affecting Chris's
internet, burning the cables down.
Right now, he has a fire around his house and apartment. He has no idea.
Yeah.
He's still on that donut high.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. Welcome to Zoom. Now, you don't have fires in New York, but you have de Blasio. You have...
just heroin, homelessness. You know, it'll come back around. New York's getting cool again, though. That's the weird thing, because there's all like these speakeasy-type shows now. People are starting to seek it out. So there's going to be an artistic rise through all the misery of it. It's just not a great place to live, you know, for middle-class people. There's other places that you could live that are way better. So it's a shithole, but it's also, there's something cool about it. It's dangerous again. You know, it's not just a tourist destination, which makes it cool. And I was ready to get out of here right away, but the longer I'm staying, I'm like, yeah, maybe we'll just stay and ride it out. You know, what else am I going to do? I thought about moving to Florida, but it's going to be problematic for me.
Yeah. You mentioned that you are, you actually mentioned that you're looking for a place in Jersey, though.
Yeah, we're looking in Jersey. We're still thinking about it.
Yeah,
I live in Queens.
Yeah, I was born in Queens. Now, I don't. The wife and I don't know if I mentioned this on the show yet. I probably haven't. It's news, but the wife wants to move as well. She doesn't want Florida. She hates Florida. She hates the heat. She hates the hurricanes, the fear of hurricanes, and all that nonsense. So we're going to be looking in North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Where would you go there?
Probably outside Charlotte, somewhere.
Okay.
Early. Nice little looking for a house on a lake on the water somewhere, hopefully.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, went and got another donut. That's not lying.
Dude, no. My parents just trash.
Eat the donuts. Eat the donuts.
All of us are on you right now.
Yeah, I guess we're going to be connecting because Jen was going to be
talking to us today. Chris made it back, so I'm going to dip out.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah, we're going to, I don't know if it could be done or not. Why not? I mean, we got bad connections. We got, you know, people eating donuts and shit. We got me with a hangover. This is a great show tonight. Trust me. All right, this is in the get to know section. So let's just get right to some of the topics I want to talk about. Speaking of food, by the way, Chris, you'll appreciate this. For the first time, it's been a long wait, but I had the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Good, right?
Oh, now I'm a big staunch fan of the Chick-fil-A. I love the Chick-fil-A sandwich. The old traditional Chick-fil-A sandwich is beautiful. But I actually was coming back from an open mic last week, and actually that I was wrong. It's the open mic. This is great. The open mic is this Wednesday, but I went there last Wednesday thinking it was last Wednesday. Anyway, so on the way home, I said, I'm going to stop by Popeye's, and I had a Popeye's chicken sandwich, which I'll tell you, it is better than the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I said it. There you go, everybody. It is better.
I mean, it's bigger.
It is bigger.
The bun's better.
The bun's tastier.
It's like the filet is bigger. The bun's like a brioche bun.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're
honey on it. Oh my God.
You put honey on it?
Yeah. You kidding?
Does it come with honey or is that just your own? Like you wait till you get home and then pour it
mixes
off.
The honey with cum?
I just go, hey, can I get some honey?
Is it come with honey? That's what it sounded like. That's awesome.
That's what's good about Zoom. I think he eats honey sandwiches with cum on.
Yeah.
But dude, we're mentioning the Popeye's chicken sandwich. You're in good shape. You don't eat shit like that, Aaron. But have you ever had Popeye's chicken sandwich yet?
I got a Chick-fil-A because I like their stance on the gays. I like Chick-fil-A. I like to get the fingers or the nuggets, and that's it. I don't go, I'm not a Popeyes guy, but it does taste damn good. Those chicken strips, I would not go get a sandwich because I don't want to get shot waiting in line. I wouldn't go to Popeyes to get shot.
Now, I'd hate to be like that in this time that we're in, but I was nervous in that drive-thru, I'll say that.
Because, of course you were.
You know, there's a long line and people were just, it's weird how you go to certain neighborhoods and people are walking around, they get out of their car. When they're in the drive-thru, it's like, why would you get out of the car when you're in the drive-thru?
Because it's easier to take someone else's car when you're out of your car.
I was scared for my life, but
it doesn't seem like your neighborhood has a Popeyes in it. You probably have to go somewhere to the other side of I-95 or something.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. I was on my way back from an open mic.
Yeah,
and I messed up on the date. It's this week, not last week, and that's what I did. I said, you know what? I've never had it. I really want to have the Popeyes sandwich. And I had it, and, you know, by the second bite, I was pretty much sold on the fact that it's superior to the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, wow. That's a straight-up diss to the Chick-fil-A Americana.
Right. Now, Jen, are you with us? Did you have
I left because Chris came back, but then you started talking about chicken sandwiches, and clearly I had to chime in. I don't agree. I don't think I mean, to compare it to Chick-fil-A and say that it's better, I don't know. But I do think we don't talk enough about the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's.
Boom!
Fresh when you catch it, like at a good Wendy's, not, you know, like where, sometimes they get a little stale. But if you get a fresh one, woo!
That's a good chicken sandwich. I am a huge Wendy's supporter. And I don't know if you've ever tried in Canada, Harvey's. I don't know how good their chicken sandwich is, but their burgers are delicious.
Well, we're going to
Harvey's, not Hardee's, right?
Harvey's. Harvey.
Yeah. Well, I do love the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't get me wrong. I always remember the Chick-fil-A sandwich from the days going to the mall, where the only place you could find a Chick-fil-A was in the mall.
Yeah.
They didn't have place all over the place. And but the Wendy's, like you, I agree. I'm a Wendy's patron. I like the Wendy's. I used to like the Go Wraps. They used to have these little simple things you can get. Which
Remember
the Go Wrap wrapped in a pita thing? And you would get it, and it would wrap, and you would just eat it nice and simple, not get it all over your shirt. But also, Wendy's has the Asiago chicken sandwich.
Yeah, classy.
I haven't tried that. Classy. One thing I did notice, though, is that the French fry game changes. So, historically, McDonald's has the best French fries. Burger King, do you remember Burger King released French fries? They released a new French fry. People were getting free French fries. Then, Wendy's always sucked. But have you had some Wendy Baconator fries?
No.
Holy shit.
Now, you mean the Baconator, so it has bacon and cheese?
And cheese. But their fries are better. Wendy's are back into the fry game again. I mean, they're not McDonald's, but...
You feel like shit after you eat all this stuff, right?
I used to.
And now you feel fine.
Now it's become... I mean, look at the roundness in my face since the last time I saw you, Aaron.
You look wonderful, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's
How's your man?
He's fantastic, tall, fighting fires, you know.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He is. Fun. He's very nice. He's super, super nice.
And he's a fireman. You know, either she's got to be with a fireman, a pilot, or an astronaut. One of the three.
Yes, I only date extreme career men.
Extreme blue-collar working guys. That's the thing.
Now, does your fireman like any type of chicken sandwiches? Does he have a favorite chicken sandwich? Or is he just...
He eats anything I put in front of him. That's one thing that's really nice is I love to cook, and he loves my cooking. So that makes things work. But he'll eat... If Chick-fil-A is our go-to, I would say. But we'll go to Wendy's. We don't go to Popeye's because there's, you know how I live. There's not a Popeye's near me.
I know.
Nice.
Well, either do I.
That's a drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I that's it. I was telling them I went to, I was supposed to go to open mic. This week I have an open mic on Wednesday, but I thought it was last Wednesday. So I got all ready, wrote my jokes. I've never been more prepared for an open mic. In my life, than the one that wasn't on that week. All right. In the news, too, we all had a really good laugh this week watching a member of Antifa light themselves on fire almost.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all saw the video. We're going to let our, if you haven't seen it, Brad, go ahead and run the video.
Everybody wake up.
But our listeners will be able to.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Brad's there. Sounds like we're running.
Well, I see his Bugs Bunny is there.
It's like 2 seconds. Right? Anyway, so we're, I mean, the guy, feet on fire. He's doing the high heels, high step. And
the insanity workout.
Yeah, and then of course, Chinese. And then his friend with the shield tries to put it out. It's the shield.
Not the smartest people, are they?
No, not at all. Now, you again being in New York, there's some rally. You're seeing some things. I guess we're not really seeing much protest in New York City right now, are we?
It's still continuing, but it's getting less media coverage, and people are basically pretty sick of it. It's the days of the total curfew and stuff, those are long gone. We did have a curfew when they were looting, but that's done. And it's still a prevalent thing, but I think you're seeing less of it now and the media is not covering it as much. There's other cities that are harder hit by it, but it's really going on a long time in Portland. My favorite part of those videos was when they added it. So someone made it a Beavis and Butthead one. When he was on fire, and it's just them watching it go fire, 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 fire. And someone else did one to the Footloose song while he's kicking around with his feet on fire. I don't know what I like more, them on fire, them getting driven into by cars, or them just getting like cold cock punched in the face. All of those I love. They're really
hands down cold cock.
Yeah.
Cold cock punch. You can't beat that.
It's so fun.
There's that one video, I think it is from Seattle, when they met up with the prayer boards or something, and they're playing that, here comes the boom, here comes the boom.
Yeah.
And all these putzes, Antifa members, with their little sticks, just getting their ass whooped.
I think, and this is maybe controversial, I think it'd be just hilarious if they released Kyle Rittenhouse and just put him in the midst of all these things, and we just saw what happened. Guy really knew his way around a long gun, didn't he?
Yeah, boy, two dead, right? And the third one missing, he won't be able to show his bust. He's, the third guy won't be able to make a muscle anymore.
Which way to the beach? Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, that's horrible. People are going to hate us for that one.
Violence is funny. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm a sociopath, but when I see something violent, I always laugh at it. And I don't know why that is. Not like really graphic violence, but good, well-deserved violence.
Yeah.
You mean like somebody getting hit in the face? Because I know, I've seen, the first time I saw someone other than me getting punched in the face, I got beat up in middle school. But it was, I don't know, it was uncomfortable for me.
Wow. I like it. And I don't know if it's someone getting punched in the face, but I do like I said, I love watching people getting driven over. That, to me, I laugh at. And I think that that's sociopathic. I think that I should be like, oh, no, these poor people. But I'm just like, oh, man, I wish I could do that. Just like haul ass in a Dodge Challenger over these people that are standing in front of your car. It's like this justice. It's real street justice. Taking away this sense of entitlement where they're like, we can stand in front of your car because our need to stand here is more important than you getting to work. And I think that's really funny.
I think more and more people are going to drive through. Seems like more and more people are doing that. Because listen, if you watch a video of people getting pulled out of a car and getting the shit beat out of them, why would you stop?
Yeah.
And my attorney's already said to me, if you're ever in that situation, you know, I'm ready to defend you. Because
that's good.
Yeah. So I just can't go backwards.
Here's the thing about standing your ground, running people over, maybe shooting them if they come into your house. You don't ever want your future to be determined by a jury. So even though there's laws that protect you, like, oh, they were approaching the car and I thought he was going to rip me out of the car and do whatever. But you still have to prove that in court. Mm-mm. You don't want
to. There's a point that you may get to, Jen, where you're married. And it's coming up on 4 years, and you're like, jail's not that bad of an option. Where you're like, okay, I'd get to see her once in a while. I'd be out in time for my daughter graduating high school. I'd get to work out a lot. There's probably a lot of like-minded white guys in there. You know, I think that it probably goes through your mind.
Right. I could use a 10-year break, a little sabbatical of sorts.
Yeah. Take a decade off, as they call it. It may not be a good idea to run people over, but it's not also a good idea to stand in front of a car that's running. Speaking of bad ideas, Dancing with the Stars is back. I don't know if that's a show that any of you guys watch. I don't, but I every once in a while I like to see who the lineup is because it's a TV show with stars supposedly, and this one got me. But one of the people on this year's lineup or this season's lineup is Carol Baskin.
Yeah. You know how they're going to intro her. They go, that bitch, Carol Baskin. And then she comes out. She rubs sardine oil on all the opponent's boots.
Now, do you think, when I look at this cast, I'm going to guess she's going to be the first one gone. I would hope.
Like her husband was.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is all a plot for November sweeps. What I think is going to happen is during November sweeps, the feds are going to come in and arrest Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars.
Great idea.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Time to do the going to jail mamba, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the tiger's poop with her husband's skull in it. He finally took a shit after years. Charles Oakley. Former basketball player.
Yeah.
Johnny Weir, who's a character. He's that skating kid. You ever see that guy? He's a figure skater. I don't think figure skating's on your weekly watch list, Aaron. But this guy is a complete, gay guy. He's not just gay. This guy, he wears outfits from the Hunger Games. I mean,
nice. Really,
it's amazing.
Wait, his last name is Weir?
Yes, W-E-I-R.
I'm not going to say it. Rhymes like...
Yeah, you got it.
Fear
of AIDS. That was too soon.
Anne Heche, Caitlin Bristow, who's from Bachelorette, and nothing says famous than Bachelorette TV show. Nev Schulman.
She's the one with the big grill. She's got like too many teeth. Is that the one?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
You know, sometimes it looks like a pretty smile, but then after like 30 minutes, you're like, that's a lot of fucking teeth.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell you. I was actually surprised that I caught my wife watching Real Housewives, one of those programs, which I'm like, what are you doing watching that show? Nev Schulman, who was the producer of MTV's Catfish. I mean, I remember hearing the show, but you know, Kenny.
Yeah, that's. Oh, wait, is that the Indian guy? I think he's an Indian guy. Are you looking at pictures of these fellas?
No, just my notes.
I think it'd be great. The Catfish guy, someone else shows up on the show instead of him. Got you. Just a real fat gay lady.
She dances better. Nelly, who hasn't been around in a while.
Nice.
Justina Machado. Sky Johnson, who's that young black lady who's 19 that acts like she's like 80. And Chrishell Strauss, who's a soap actress. Again, you know, were you ever in a soap? Were you in a soap in your acting? Did I have my comics confused, Aaron? Were you ever in a soap?
No, I was never in a soap.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of weird episodics.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. What would... You know, Jennifer, what would Aaron's role be in a soap opera?
That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't know, maybe like.
That's the guy that raped my cousin.
Yeah. Or he's just like the doctor at the hospital. He's going to die. Yep.
Yeah.
Dead.
He's gone.
Gone.
Dead for at least two episodes. Then he comes back. To be the New York doctor. I did do a pilot. I forget what it was called, but it was like, 111 Gramercy, it was called. And that was close to a soap. And I was like a bartender in the pilot, but it never went anywhere.
Hmm. Well, we were close. Yeah, TV is not much. Are you watching much TV? I mean, you're home, right? You got to be home a lot more than you've been.
I go to the studio every day still, but we watch Below Deck on Monday nights. That's Christine and I's show. And Cobra Kai, beating my dick to Cobra Kai. Nothing is as good as Cobra Kai right now in the entire world.
Yeah, former Florida local comic, now lives in Atlanta, an actor, John Levine. Plays a health inspector?
He's in the very first episode, right? He comes in as the inspector on the place.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And then there's
He actually has lines. Yeah, he has lines. What was that, Aaron?
Two guys that work at the car dealership are comics, too. I think Brett Druck and Ad Hoot something. Right. Yeah, they're like recurring guys.
Now, I just saw this on the internet. I think this has been going around for a while, that actually Johnny should have won the original fight in Karate Kid.
Right, because it was an illegal move.
Because Danny kicked him in the face.
Oh.
And you cannot kick somebody in the face and point karate.
Wow.
There's all kinds of problems with it. But, you know, but
you should file a complaint to YouTube and say Cobra Kai is totally promoting illegal behavior in the karate community.
And that you're very offended.
Yes.
You know what I love about Cobra Kai, though? Because typically in a movie, when they keep redoing the same storyline, from this, like when Back to the Future redoes something they did in the other Back to the Future, I find it really poor, like boring. And but I like it in Cobra Kai. I like when they do like right away from the start, when I saw the kid who just moved there and he was getting beat up, and you're like, oh, so now he's gonna be like Mr. Miyagi. You know what I mean? You saw it laid out for you, and it was the same setup. And normally that would really bother me, and I would think it was lazy, but I think it's very well done.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that show.
It's the talk of the town. The other recent talk is how white people are acting like black people. Jessica Krug, the Associate Professor of African American History, has now admitted that she has been pretending to be black for her entire career.
Yes, nice. I saw that.
There was the lady who ran the who got caught.
NAACP.
Right, and she was white.
Rachel Dolezal.
Right. So she came. She was running the organization as a white woman posing as a black woman. Now
identified as she identifies as a black person.
Let me say, as a black man, what I feel about this is that, you know, some people look at color like it's about color, and it's not. Color is about more than that. It's about how you can lie to get ahead. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's overlooked. And as a black man who has not been given the opportunities that I feel I deserve as a black man, I would just like to say I stand with this woman.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as a, and for me as a black man.
Yes.
if, you know, I find it completely, you know, makes sense. I find it completely makes sense that in her life that that's how she identifies and that she thinks that she is black.
I think that's much.
Dougie, too much. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you for having two black men on your show tonight. but also, I feel like you negated Chris, who's a black woman. And because of systemic racism, her internet was poorer than ours. And I feel like that needs to be addressed. And I think that if you were to maybe donate to the Freedom Fund or some type of bail reform, that would help all three of us. And we would appreciate that.
I'll get that. I'll Google it right now. I'll actually PayPal it.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for Chris Cope.
Yeah, for Chris Cope's internet.
Young anyway, black woman. Cope's has
young
no
black
internet.
Woman's internet.
Well, you know, I identify. I am a 16-year-old transgender black male man.
You're a black male man at 16?
Yes.
That sounds awful. Where's my packages?
Yeah. Okay. Just give me your vote. I'll be sure to turn it in. Yeah. So, we obviously did lose Chris. We apologize. I think his internet was pretty bad. All right. Well, here's something that can change. We're a lot of people are a little closer to a vaccine. Everybody seems to think we might be getting a vaccine before the end of the year when most people didn't.
Didn't they just announce that somebody got really sick from it and now we are slowed down again?
I didn't watch the news. I was hungover today. But would you? The question is, would you take it?
That's a no from me. Yeah, I've had COVID six times.
That's a no for me.
Yeah, I have the antibodies at this point still, so I had COVID, so yeah. I don't think I want to have the.
There's no way the government's gonna be tracking me. There is absolutely no way. I will not let them inject something in my body that they can know where I am all the time and know all my buying habits and my spending habits and have my banking information. I refuse that. I'm an American and I don't support China.
I don't trust that nanotechnology shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is by the time they get the vaccine, it's going to be gone or it's not going to be an issue.
It's going to be released right around the election. It's all political. That's all it is. 9,000 people died from it.
So it's going to get released here. It's going to get released around the election. And then what happens? So, okay, if Trump gets elected, it's going to kill people. And if Biden is elected, it will save people.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
It just works. It's just that simple. Hey, speaking of killing or almost killing, I don't know if you guys also saw the video this weekend at the U.S. Open where Novak Djokovic, one of the best tennis players, actually the number one ranked
bless
tennis
you.
In the world. Yeah, thank you. Actually hit a line judge in the throat. Into throat with a ball. He's pissed off about a call. He's like the modern day John McEnroe.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Who got to miss John McEnroe. Didn't you love John McEnroe?
Hell yes.
Not only as a player, but I love him as an announcer.
And an actor in Adam Sandler's movie.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that? Did you watch, what's that?
Mr. Deeds.
Oh, Mr. Deeds. That's right. He was in that. Did you see his recent movie where, was that Jim? Something, Broken Gems or whatever it's called, or he's a diamond.
Adam Sandler had a recent movie.
Yeah, it was trying to get an Oscar nomination.
Oscar nomination, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Thank you. Actually, yeah.
I love that movie.
Very interesting.
It's
movie.
A thrill ride, Jen. Watch it. It's an anxiety producing Sandler's great in it, and it's a real ride. It's a fun watch.
Yeah. Is it? It's out. Where do I watch this?
It was on Netflix. It should still be on there.
Like everything. But you definitely a good watch. But some people are saying this guy are mad at, like, you're an athlete. Did you play sports, Aaron? Any particular team sports?
I was a bodybuilder. Bodybuilding the greatest sport out of all the sports, because it's you against yourself, and you have to sculpt, and it's never perfect, but you're always going for perfect, and it's not a team sport. You have to compete against yourself. Bodybuilding, greatest sport in the world.
I love that.
And I played hockey in high school, but then I kicked the guy with my skate on, and I got kicked off.
Yeah, that'd be rough. Yeah. But
are you angry? Are you angry, Aaron? Because your act is a powerful energy, but not necessarily an angry energy. But
I'm not angry.
No.
No, I'm just angry when my wife doesn't let shit go after 4 days, and then I get upset. She's so I get it. You're angry for a day. Let it fucking go. But
what do you guys fight about? You guys fight. You don't fight. What do you guys?
The other day
about?
I was grumpy. So then she said I ruined her whole day and I ruined the baby's whole day. So then the next day, I gave her a great day. She goes, you're not out of the woods yet. They hold on to this shit. And I saved my father-in-law's life 2 weeks ago, Jen. He died for a minute and a half. I revived him, called 911. They showed up. Instead of the family sucking my dick going, thanks for saving his life, they're like, why did you take him golfing at 1 p.m. when it's so hot? I was like, you fucking grimy Catholics. That's how I felt about it.
Did he what? Did he really collapse?
He
on
was
the golf
gone
course?
A minute
and you
a
did
half.
Like you did chest.
I slapped
look at
his
me.
Face and poured water on him, took his wallet, looked through it for cash. I did the whole thing. I didn't give him CPR because he was revived after a minute and a half, but he was Gandhi.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
And you know, it's
Christine did say thank you for saving him. But the rest of the family looking at me like I'm this horrible Jew that came in to Judas up their whole family. And I saved the patriarch. No one's giving me shit. I should be in that guy's will. I should have that house.
Get your Jewish claws out of our spawn.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
That is true. That is. But that,
if I get married again, I'm going older and Jewish. So I'll be living near you guys.
There's a townhouse in Boca waiting for you, buddy.
I'm not getting a townhouse. I want
it's
some.
It's scary though when there's an emergency. When there's an emergency scary. Situation, I was actually this was crazy. I was watching TV. I believe I was watching Cobra Kai. I was laying on the couch watching TV. Stuart, who you guys all know, he's like 6'8", is upstairs working on the AC ductwork.
Yeah.
When he went to fall through the ceiling into the living room.
Wow.
Like, I'm not talking Money Pit dangle. Like, yeah. You probably have seen somebody with their feet dangling. No.
Yeah.
All 6'8" of him, all the insulation, everything fell through the ceiling right before my eyes. And I was like, I was screaming. I was so panicked. Like, you see this big guy. And,
yeah.
And it was funny because I started giving him chest compressions, but he was breathing, which is kind of weird. So he was like pushing me off of him.
Yeah,
like, I'm breathing. Get off of me.
It's that moment where you actually got to go to the CPR move. They can't be breathing, right?
Yeah, it didn't kick in for me. I didn't think about it. I was trying everything else first, and then I called 911. But yeah, it's
what's
scary.
Weird is I don't even know CPR.
Yeah, that's my asshole, dummy.
She was doing RPC.
Yeah,
I was doing RPC.
Dougie, I got a jet in a couple.
All right. Well, this show's been that way. What you know, you will have a little time. We'll do. Because I don't know if we got time to go through all the stories, or Jen will go through the stories, but you will be around. I'll stick around for our word of the day.
Okay.
But here's our word of the day. Our word of the day is gorgonize. You know what that word means?
Yes, I do. That is when you take gorgonzola cheese and you make it hard around the meat. I just gorgonized this brisket.
Yeah. Well,
is that true?
No, but yes, by the way, was... It was a $1 million guess. Gorgonize means to have a paralyzing or mesmerizing effect on someone.
I cannot wait to tell Stuart that he gorgonized me last night.
I think it could be used in that context. So
it's a beautiful word, Dougie.
Yeah, Gorgonize. So to have a paralyzing or mesmerizing effect on someone.
I'm going to take you in the other room right now and just Gorgonize,
Gorgonize the shit out of you.
We started something here. All right. Well, it's been an interesting show either way. And I want to thank Aaron for joining us today. He's got to run and skedaddle.
My pleasure.
His show. But, buddy, take care. Be safe out there. And we'll see you again down here.
I hope to see you guys soon.
See you soon, Aaron. Say hi to
Christine. Thanks for having me. I will. Bye, guys.
Bye. Yeah.
Well, just like the old days, just you and I, Jen.
Just you and me, kid.
Yeah. And again, we apologize to Chris Cope, who needs better internet.
Yeah, I'd love to have him back. You know, I jumped in because I was watching. I'm so committed. I was watching even though I wasn't on. That's very unlike a comedian. Yeah. I was watching so I could, you know, smooth, you know, right in when you needed me at 8:35 that we talked about. But then when I saw Chris was and you were talking about chicken sandwiches, I'm like, fuck, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, good timing then. It was good timing.
What's going on with you? Where were you? You were just like, wait, when you do these World Series of Comedy things, are you doing them on Zoom or are you going somewhere?
No, they just take our videos. We submit a video. I did actually well on the one because I picked another video where what they do is you're in each round. So the first round, let's say it's 3 minutes.
Right.
Video. The next round is 6 minutes and then eight, whatever. So but the timing on the video is perfect because the 3 minute video, there's a big laugh at 3 minutes. The 6 minute video, there's an applause break at six. So, you know what I mean? So it's like the time, I was like, why haven't I used this before? But it's just a great way to just keep people busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at least the club owners and the satellites are going to judge it and stuff like that. John Wynn, one of former Miami comic, lives in LA now. He's been tearing it up in the World Series of Comedy.
I see that. I see him coming up all the time. I don't know why I can't hear my voice through the...
Now, I don't know if you heard the news too. Some of the more recent news that I'm going to be moving to North Carolina.
This is really happening? You guys are moving to North Carolina?
Yeah.
Why?
Get away from the heat, hurricanes, and just craziness.
What part are we talking about here?
Just outside Charlotte somewhere, like on the west side, west, northwest of Charlotte, some out there.
This is fantastic. When are you doing this move?
Within a year. The house is getting fixed now. We're going to put it for sale. We'll probably get an Airbnb for a month or two while we're shopping for a house out there. And then, boom.
At North Carolina, you guys picked that. Why? Because it is a hot spot.
Well, we were looking at other places. We were looking at we wanted to try to stay in Florida. So we're looking at the Panhandle, Pensacola, Niceville. There's a place called Niceville, but there was still hurricanes, still heat. And then we're looking
at it's Pensacola.
Yeah, exactly. And then we even looked at Mount Dora, Florida, over there in Orlando, which.
Yes.
You know, try to find a nice little house on the lake somewhere. But a lot of old houses there. And you know, the thing about North Carolina, every house is two stories. We don't want a two-story house. We want a one-story house.
Okay, because you're getting old.
No, because I hate fucking stairs. Yeah, you're right. You know, I had a two-story house years ago, and it was the worst because you'd go downstairs to watch TV. Oh, I got to get my – and you go running upstairs again.
I know.
Every time you're upstairs, you got to go downstairs to get something.
I grew up in a three-story house, and there was never anything I needed on the floor that I was in ever. Oh. Now, let me ask you this. Why not Atlanta? Because I feel like you submit an audition and you get booked.
Well, I haven't had as much fortune as I had a couple different auditions recently. But I was like, I love when they send me an audition that says, we want you to, like, and they give me Latin dialogue. And I'm like, what do you want me to be like? Yeah, so the tortilla chip. I know, but I don't think Georgia is... I don't know. Georgia's crazy. I mean, we want maybe look outside of Georgia, right? But you still got to travel all that way. But I don't know.
Oh, we went to Kennesaw a few months ago. We went right outside of Atlanta, the beautiful suburbs of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother world. We actually went for a friend's daughter's graduation. She went to this really small Christian school. I didn't even know places like this still exist. You know, they're all like running around like Mary Claire, Mary Beth, Mary Ann, you know, Anna Marie. But yeah, there are some really nice suburbs of Atlanta. But now are you guys already have your eye on a place, or you're just starting to look for the real estate? It's a whole process.
There's like two or three different cities we like, you know.
Okay. Apex. So. I heard Apex, North Carolina is an incredible place to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Check it out. By the way, it's that time of the show. Right? We were going to do the joke right. That's one of the, I changed joke right. No more joke right. Just didn't make sense. Now we have it. Now it's time to play Make It Funny.
Oh, okay. I'm prepared. Not at all. Let's do it. Let's, what can we make funny?
Make it funny. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. What we did there? Anyway, well, here's our stories. And so I'll have, well, you and I will compete since we
okay.
lost.
Okay. God, this is so, this is like very intense. Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So our first story, a woman sentenced to jail after she glued her vagina to frame her ex-boyfriend. Now, there's so many big, I mean, you think about this, woman sentenced to jail after gluing her vagina to frame her, out of all the things you're going to frame your boyfriend for or your ex-boyfriend for.
It's going to be gluing. That's what I'm trying to follow the story. She wants to frame her boyfriend and say that her boyfriend glued her vagina together?
Yes.
Sounds like a sticky situation.
Yeah.
I made it funny.
It's so bad you had to keep it closed. A woman identified as Vanessa Gesto has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after she glued up her own private part in a bid to frame her ex-boyfriend, Ivan Rico. Ooh, you know he's an asshole with a name like Ivan Rico. You know,
that's
you,
a mixed. I mean, is he a Russian Puerto Rican? What are we talking about here? Yeah. He may have done it.
Yeah, he actually was. You know, Ivan. Listen, ladies, if you're dating a guy named Ivan Rico, he's probably fucking around. Just, I'm guessing. Gesto accused Rico of kidnapping her outside her home and later abandoning her while semi-naked after squeezing the super glue into her private parts. Now, isn't it, if you're really moist, that shouldn't really work, right?
It's super glue. I mean, it depends.
I've never had a vagina, nor have I ever had anybody stick super glue in my vagina.
I don't, I can't imagine. I mean, yeah, super glue, even if it's, I wonder if the moisture, but even if your hands are wet and you put super glue on your hands, but just regular water, the super glue will still glue.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, but
we need a scientist for this show.
Yeah, I know Chris was really big on super glue.
Why don't you Google it and ask if my vagina is moist, can it still be super glued together?
Yeah, that's what I want on my search. Her lie began to fall apart when investigators uncovered the footage from a Chinese-run supermarket showing Gesto buying the glue and a kidnap kit. I didn't know they sold those.
What's that, like duct tape, rope, all that?
Yeah.
Fly swatter, cat collar.
Fly swatter. Gesto says, yeah, it's not only that, but it was also discovered that no evidence save for counsel Ben Lori passed the. Not only that, but it was also discovered that no vehicles save for a counsel Ben Lori. I don't know. Somebody fucked up.
Osama bin Laden did what?
Yeah, Osama bin Laden was doing pussy. Yeah, Gesto in her claim said that she was kidnapped in a black car. But there was no black car seen.
Why does she have to say that the car is black?
All cars matter.
All cars matter.
She was dubbed the glue liar. Was also ordered to pay her ex-boyfriend 25,000 euros prior to lies being discovered. He spent 36 days in prison, by the way. Can you imagine? Hey, Vico, what are you in jail for? I glued my girlfriend's pussy together.
Wow, 26 days in jail. He should have came out and glued her ass cheeks together, show her some real problems.
Yeah, and he got out of jail and glued her mouth.
It would be so weird because I got to tell you, sometimes when I wax, sometimes if you change your position, the wax will then get onto the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You get like a little wax bridge on your vagina, and it's awful. I mean, I can't imagine it being super glue. Well, so anyway,
I can't believe she went through all this pain to you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any rate, so I hope it, I wonder if it got fixed.
I'm sure there's some, what do they call it? Solvents that they can put on there to, I super glued my fingers together and they put just a little, some kind of solvent on it. And it...
Oh, and they came apart.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Here's our next story. A woman called the cops because she thought store-bought meat was a penis.
I wonder if it was a pork tenderloin. Whenever I look at pork tenderloin, I'm like, that looks like a giant dildo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't go shopping for number one, but yeah, you know, so I don't really, but I can imagine, you know, I mean, that's an expression guys use, like, hey, check out my meat, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't understand, but,
pork tenderloin definitely looks like 100% USDA cock.
Earlier this week, an Akron, Ohio woman put a pot of beans on the stove to simmer, but instead of serving them to her family, she stood in her house watching as officers from Akron Police Department, who have nothing better to do, put on their gloves and separated what should have been her dinner into several large plastic bags. According to the Akron News, Lamia Singfield bought a package of smoked turkey tails. Again, I've never heard of smoked turkey tails. I didn't know turkeys had tails. The day a nearby Save a Lot supermarket, her receipt said that they were smoked turkey tails, but the label listed them as smoked pork tails. Although that's not a problem, she was in the middle of Facebook Live video after stopping to stir the beans. She realized that one of the pieces that seasoned meat did not look right. It looked like a cock.
Oh, way. She actually had a penis?
Yeah. She put the meat on a plate and realized that it looks less like a piece of pork or poultry and more like a piece of a man. I got the folds, she said, prodding it with a fork. It was an uncircumcised meat or was it circumcised? Singlefield became convinced that the meat was actually a human penis. Her first phone call was to the health department. Next one was to her doctor because the meat was hard for 4 hours.
Oh, you had time on that one. That was good.
But no one answered when she called the cops. Several officers came to the house, and according to the Springfield News, they weren't immediately convinced it was a penis. They pulled out their own dicks and compared the two and realized it wasn't.
I love that kind of commitment to the job. You know, they were very thorough, and that's the kind of police work that we like to hear about.
Yeah, that's right. Don't need to be saving people on the street. Just need to be keeping women from eating a lot of cock.
That's way different than the chicken nugget that had the chicken head.
Yeah. Here's an interesting story. Stressed elephant at Warsaw Zoo to be given medical marijuana.
Okay.
Now all the other fucking elephants are asking to be transferred to the Warsaw. Now all the other elephants are like, hey, man, I'm really bummed out about this. My trunk.
Right.
Oh, my trunk looks, man, it's too big. My ears.
I thought I saw an elephant crying in the corner there.
Yeah, people keep making fun of my ears. I need a joint.
They told me that I'm big and fat.
Warsaw Zoo said it will start giving its elephants medical marijuana. The elephants will have to meet them out back by the dumpster to get their weekly dose.
Well, I'm happy for them that they don't have to do it, you know, privately anymore, that they're free to have their rights.
They got their card.
Medical cannabis
has been used worldwide to treat dogs and horses, but this is probably the first initiative of its kind for elephants. I wonder what kind of dosage you need for an elephant.
Oh my God, that's a great point. I mean, you could start off asking Rosie O'Donnell how much
she smokes.
She needs to ingest. I actually like Rosie. Can I change that? Can we undo that? Can I say Whoopi Goldberg? Although she's not really.
No. And we're
Whoopi Goldberg. Well, let's not get there. Let's not go there.
Oh, you can open another can of worms. Is this a View story?
I can't even watch it anymore. Those women are out of control.
Yeah. It's an attempt to find a natural alternative to the existing methods of combating stress amongst the animals. Well, you know, I guess if you're in the zoo, you're stressed. It's like being in prison. So what are you going to do?
I don't go to the zoo because of that. I used to go to the zoo, but now that we know so much about animals and their ability to like feel and have feelings, I'd rather see millennials be at the zoo and behind behind bars than
I'd rather just walk down the street and watch these kids act up. All right, our next story. Beachgoer finds 78 pounds of cocaine on a Florida beach.
Surprise, surprise.
And luckily enough, there was a box of straws that followed. Me, Perry Sack, and Lenny Travis were going to do a video. I wrote it and scripted it, but we never got to produce it. But as we're walking along the beach, the three of us, and a big bale of cocaine washes up. We grab it. We go back to the hotel. We start doing it. Next thing, we start calling people. Big old party. And it's time-lapse photography. You see the cube of cocaine.
Just go down and down and down.
And as it goes away, less people are at the party, of course. And
I'm starting to wonder, just based on the statistics of my own friends, I'm wondering if cocaine prevents COVID. Because I only know a very small handful of people, you and maybe like one other person, two people who've had COVID.
Right.
And the rest of my friends, I'm like, I wonder if there's a link between cocaine and not getting COVID.
So you're saying very few of your friends have COVID, but many of them do cocaine.
Yes.
That's good to know. Thanks for inviting me to your party. Beachgoer finds in Hollywood Beach, Florida, not too far from here, a beachgoer discovered 30 packages of cocaine washed up at a Hollywood beach on Monday. The U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector seized 78 pounds of narcotics valued at $1 million.
That never happens to me. Although that's not true. One time I was in San Francisco and I couldn't believe it. I found a bunch of weed on the ground. Somebody dropped their sack. And it was dank. It was before weed was even legal, and it was like the craziest weed ever. But so I guess it had, but which is better? Although I'd rather make the money off of the cocaine.
Yeah, well, then you'd have to sell it and risk your life. And I found a bag of cocaine once on the floor in the bathroom.
Like, wow! Somebody was pissed.
Yeah, they went in there and they went to go take a dump or something and. Who hasn't put a little bag of cocaine in your pocket and then have your wife find it in the laundry later and you're like, that's not mine.
It's the girl that I was with last night. It belongs to her.
Yeah, that girl's hanging out. Bad answer. And our last story of the day, a man blows up part of his house while chasing a fly. This is a great story. The man, who is in his 80s, was about to tuck into his dinner when he became irritated by a fly buzzing around him. He picked up an electric fly swatter and started targeting it. But a gas canister was leaking in his home, and reaction between the device and the gas caused an explosion, destroying the kitchen, partly damaging the roof, mostly destroying the house, and the fly still lived.
I mean, what are you doing with a gas can in your house?
What are you doing with an electric fly swatter? I mean, the one innovation I thought that was pretty cool, they have those salt guns that you can kill.
What is it?
It's like a salt gun. And the salt, the salt gun. And it's like a little toy gun. And you put salt in it. So when you see a fly, you just shoot it right out of it's like buckshot. You know what I mean? You just kill that fly.
You mean to tell me the salt moves faster than the fly?
Yeah, especially once you propel it from the assault gun.
Hi, Nico. I'd rather just spray it.
With like a fly, you know?
You know what I used to do to roaches? I used to spray it with hairspray. And
they'd look great.
Yeah.
All the other roaches say, hey, where are you coming from, the 80s?
I spray them with Aquanet. They really.
What are you, a poison fan? What do you like, the band Cinderella? Yeah, sometimes when you run out of stuff, you just try anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, spray some cologne and shit. Next thing you know, the roach acts like an asshole. He starts walking around with his girlfriend.
I sprayed him with Axe and he told me to suck his dick and fuck off.
Yeah, I sprayed the roach with Axe and my neighbor's going out with him for dinner. All right. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's been an interesting evening, Jen. Thank you for joining us today, by the way.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Dougie. I'll see you. What do you got coming up?
Well, this week we got our second show at Seed to Table in Naples, Florida. I'll be your host along with our feature is my partner in the Ebony and Olive comedy show. Chris Priester is our feature.
Nice.
And our headliner is Kyle Grooms.
Oh, I love Kyle.
Matter of fact, I had it written down, but I forgot because but a very funny young lady from the West Coast who's been doing comedy for a while, but I think she's polished and she'll be doing a guest spot. I wish I could pull up her name now, but I can't, but she's doing a guest spot. That's Sunday, but on Saturday I'm doing David Sadman's neighborhood party. I can't really talk about it much, but it's one of those private events.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's this weekend.
Yeah. That'll
be fun.
Yeah. So other than that, you know, just we'll be back next week. And next week, I promise you folks, we'll have folks that have good internet on our show.
Right? I know that I don't know why that happens. Even Todd Dreesen.
Yeah. We lost him at the end, yeah, because he had. Yeah. I guess sometimes if you get, your connections. Oh, what's going on? Welcome to Zoom, everybody. Welcome to Zoom. Anyway, don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. Follow me at Dougie Danger on Instagram and on Twitter. And Jen, they can follow you.
You can follow me at Jen Hellman Media on Instagram. And yeah. My only thing, I'll see you at Flagler Beach, September 20th.
There you go, guys.
I don't even know any of the details yet, but I'll post it on my Instagram at Jen Hellman Media.
There you go. Thanks, guys, for joining us. And again, we'll be back next week with a great show. I would like to tell you, but I'm so frustrated and I'm hungover today. So, it's been a crazy show. A lot of mishaps, a lot of things. Jen joined in, made it fun. But that's all we have time for, guys. We'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.